Deutsche Welle, learning by ear. Listen up, shape your future.
Reminders. Hello and welcome. We're now on the 9th episode of Killing Me Softly, a crime fighter series. In the last episode, Sami informed the residents of Dongela Maji about lead poisoning in the environment. It was apparently caused by the Zimba Metals refinery. Samia's own husband died while working there, and she suspects lead poisoning could have been the reason. Samia's friend Ida led the residents of Dongela Maji in a protest against environmental pollution. The day after the demonstration, Ida's son Imbachi was abducted in broad daylight on his way home with his friend Bambe. Let's join Ida at her house to find out what happens next in this episode entitled Damage Control.
Samia, thank you for coming so quickly.
Don't mention it, Ida. You sounded so scared on the phone. You look terrible. Have you eaten anything?
No, I don't feel like eating.
At least let me get you some water. Here you go.
It's not from the tap, right?
Don't worry, it's bottled water.
Thank you. Samia, where could Imbachi be? He should have been home hours ago.
I'm sure there's an explanation.
It's not like him, Samia. He never stays out so late. It's almost 9 p.m. Do you think something's happened to him? He's sick after all. Maybe he collapsed again and was alone so nobody could help him.
Hey, Ida, don't cry. Don't cry. Look, Imbachi isn't a little kid. He can take care of himself. Who knows? Maybe he's out with a girlfriend partying.
Girlfriend? Are you kidding me? He's not even 16 years old.
I'm just saying it to calm you down. It's a possibility. Look, we don't have to expect the worst.
Samia, I really don't know what I'd have done without you. You stuck by me since I lost my job. You've been like a sister to me.
Hey, we ladies should stick together. It's the only way we can make a difference in this world.
So what next? I mean, we've exposed Zimba Metals. What do we do now?
Nothing.
Nothing? We can't afford to do nothing. We have to do something.
You're right. But we've planted the seeds. Let's wait and see what comes out of it all. You'll be surprised. The public awareness you've stirred up with the reports and protests we helped organize is sure to have an impact. Aha, here comes your little prince, Imbachi.
And he has a lot of explaining to do.
Good evening.
Who are you? Are you a friend of Imbachi's?
Yes, Mama Imbachi. My name is Bambe.
Oh my God. Where is he? Do you know where Imbachi is?
Listen.
Just a minute. Hello? Ida speaking.
Listen very carefully. If you ever want to see your son alive again.
Settle down, please. Can I have some quiet?
Thank you all for showing up here at the canteen at such short notice. I'll make this staff meeting as brief as possible.
Tell us the truth, Tonka.
Yes, tell us.
You've all heard the lies being peddled by the wife of a former employee, now unfortunately deceased, and by my own former secretary. I categorically reject these slanderous and malicious reports which seek to damage the reputation and integrity of this company.
But our children are sick. Yes. Our animals are dying. They found lead everywhere in Dongela Maji.
Yes. Zimba Metals is a responsible company. We've changed this community for the better. But you must realize that those who are behind these reports are no longer benefiting from this company. So I'll say it here and now. If any of you believe these malicious reports about lead poisoning, well, the gates to this company swing both ways. You're free to leave. Silence! I'm not done yet. I've ordered Oji, the supervisor, to find out which of you attended that protest. If you were there, you can be sure you'll face disciplinary action. That's all. Now go back to work. Ida, what do you want?
Where is he? Tonka, what did you do with my son Imbachi?
I'm scared. I don't like police stations.
There's no need to be afraid, Bambe. Policemen and women are normal people like you and me.
Samia is right. Don't worry.
Okay, Mama Imbachi.
Next.
Good afternoon, Inspector.
Good afternoon.
Oh, no, not you again.
Samia, what's the matter?
I'm sorry, have we met before?
Yes, Inspector Chuma. I came here a while back to report my husband's mysterious death at Simba Metals. You didn't even want to hear me out.
Of course, I remember you now. Samia Kwake, right?
Right. I'm impressed you still remember my full name.
Who doesn't know you in this village? I've been following your reports. I realize I was wrong about Simba Metals. I'm really sorry I doubted you before. If you still want us to investigate your husband's death, we can start an inquiry.
Really? Of course I want you to.
Yes. Let me just get the necessary form.
Excuse me, but we're here to report my son missing.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Ida. That's far more urgent. Inspector, her son has been kidnapped. We have a witness.
Wait a minute. One thing at a time. When did this happen and how? Tell me what you know.
I don't know who took him, but when the person called, he warned me that I should stop my campaign against Simba Metals if I ever wanted to see Imbachi alive again.
Did you recognize the caller's voice?
No, I've never heard the voice before. But I'm quite sure that Tonka, my former boss at Simba Metals, has something to do with Imbachi's disappearance. Hmm. I called him and he just hung up on me.
Do you have any proof that your former boss is behind this?
No, not really. And he probably wouldn't do the dirty work himself. But as a managing director of Simba Metals, he's a powerful man. I'm sure he has people who would do it for him.
Yeah, like the supervisor, Oji. Hmm. He specializes in dirty work. He was the one dumping the lead waste at the children's playground. He has no scruples at all, I tell you.
And he's very loyal to Tonka.
Okay, we'll check on this, Oji. And you said you had a witness to the kidnapping. Is that this boy?
Yes. Bambe, tell the inspector what happened.
Well, Imbachi and I were walking on the street when suddenly a white van stopped beside us. Mm-hmm. A man jumped out and forced Imbachi into the van.
A white van, you say? Do you remember what type of van it was?
Not really.
Could you see the license plate?
No, it all happened too fast.
And the man who forced Imbachi into the van, what did he look like?
I don't know. His face was covered.
Where exactly did it happen and which way did the van go? Bambe, it's very important you tell us every detail you can remember. Any little thing could help us find Imbachi.
Will the police find Imbachi? And what about the Simba Metals refinery? There's been a lot of negative publicity about the environmental pollution. Is it enough to make the company change its ways? Don't miss the 10th and final episode in this series to find out how the story ends. To listen to this episode or the previous ones again, simply visit our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. You can also join us on Facebook to discuss the drama with others. Until then, stay safe.